The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
You know, in politics, in news, the mainstream media, they throw around the word lie all the time. He lied, she lied, he lied, he lied, he lied. He lied, people died, lied, 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 lied. Trump lied, Biden lied. If you're a regular listener to this program, I do not use the word term lie very often. I don't like the word. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt, and it is rare, extremely rare, that I accuse anybody of lying. Sadly, I believe that our governor lied to us just a few days ago. As you know, the state of Texas and the state of Mississippi have joined 15 other states. The way the mainstream media treated Texas and Mississippi, it was like they were the first ones to lift all of the mask mandates, the social distancing mandates, and so forth. Other states were long before Texas and Mississippi, and the mainstream media didn't go crazy because those states were not necessarily red states. But anyway, so when Texas and Mississippi lifted their COVID-19 restrictions and said, hey, we want you to be safe. We encourage you to wear a mask. We're just not going to mandate it. We're not going to require. We're not going to tell you what to do. There was an enormous amount of pressure on Mike DeWine to do the same thing here in Ohio. Congressman Jim Jordan was very outspoken. I said, Governor DeWine, lift it. Josh Mandel, who is running for Senate, said, lift all the restrictions. So Governor DeWine called a press conference last week. He normally speaks at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, but last week it was 5:30, if you will remember. And he was going to make major announcements about the future of Ohio. And it was there that he gave his plan. He said, we will lift all restrictions when we get to 50 cases per 100,000 people for 2 weeks. Now, I'll get to that in just a moment. I did a little bit of rudimentary math today, and I'll tell you what that means. But first, in that speech, Governor DeWine said, now is not the time to stop. Masks work. He has said that over and over and over again. Masks work. And then he said this. I tried to find the exact clip so I could have it verbatim. I couldn't find it. So this is not verbatim, but it's close. Governor DeWine, in that major press conference, said masks work. And he says, you remember, right after the mask mandate, the cases of COVID-19 began to drop rapidly. They work. Did you hear him say that? He said, as soon as the mask mandate was issued, the number of cases here in Ohio began to drop. That's a lie, folks. Now, here's the truth. The statewide mask mandate was issued on July 23rd. Okay? Very easy to find. July 23rd. On July 23rd, the number of new cases reported on July 23rd, 1,444 cases. Again, look it up. Ohio Department of Health, what was the number of new cases on July 23rd, the day the mask mandate was issued? 1,444. Now, that was July. August, cases began to increase. September, cases began to increase even more. All of October, November, and December, there was an explosion of new cases in Ohio. And are you ready for this? Now remember, Governor DeWine said, right after the mask mandate was issued, cases began to drop. Masks work. The mandate, July 23rd. In mid-December, the seven-day average was 12,290. That was the seven-day average 5 months after the mask mandate. To say that the masks work because we know it, because after the mask mandate was issued, cases began to drop. No, 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 they did not. And again, 5 full months afterwards, the cases went from 1,000 to 1,400 to over 12,000 every day. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. But I'm not stupid. If the masks worked, they didn't work for 8 months. Now, could you make the argument? Well, if we hadn't all been wearing masks, things would have been really, really bad. Hey, I don't know. I guess you could make that case. I don't know whether that would be true or not. But I do know this. The governor was horribly inaccurate in his press conference last week. I don't know any other way to say it. He lied to us. And I don't know why, because these figures are so easy to find. It took me less than 10 minutes to find these figures that I'm reading to you. All right, now what does it mean? He said the gold standard, all of the mandates will be dropped when we get to 50 per 100,000 people. Where are we at right now? 179.6 cases per 100,000. Now, that's quite an improvement over where we were. There is no doubt about that. But in order to reach his goal, for 2 weeks, we would have to get to 417 cases per day for 2 full weeks. In order for all of the restrictions to be lifted, according to the governor, we're going to have to get to 417 per day. According to the Ohio Department of Health's own website, quote, to reach the goal of 50 cases per 100,000, Ohio would need approximately 5,845 COVID-19 cases over a 2 week period. That's 14 days. If you divide 5,845 by 14, you come up with 417 total cases per day. Yesterday, we were at 1,000. and 54. In other words, we're not even close. We're heading in the right direction, but we are not even close. Now, the fascinating thing, I'm reading from one of our a news release from one of our major TV stations, and they are saying, quote, if we use CDC data that looks at a seven-day average of cases, in states where mask orders have been or about to be lifted, nearly all have cases higher than Ohio. Really? Okay. We are 179 cases per 100,000. Where is Texas? 171. Where is Mississippi? 112. So people are yelling, screaming, shouting about Texas and Mississippi lifting their mask mandates. They're actually fewer cases per 100,000 in both of those states than the state of Ohio. That, my friends, fact, statistic, not spin. So we're headed in the right direction, but in order to meet the governor's standards, we're a long ways away. I hope we get there quickly. I really do.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Oh, my goodness. The Biden administration continues to be hypocrite central. Back not long ago, Joe Biden, the candidate, not president, Joe Biden, the candidate, said that any president who ruled by executive order was not a president. He was a dictator. Joe Biden has issued more executive orders than any president in modern history. And he's what? 2 months into his presidency? He just issued another executive order on, quote, access to voting. Another executive order, and it is bad. It basically takes much of the and I think this is one of the executive orders that in time will be ruled unconstitutional. I think there's going to be a bunch of his executive orders ruled unconstitutional. This will be another one because elections are a state issue. You've heard me say this before, and most of you know it. Presidential elections are 50 separate elections. Each state conducts their own election through their Secretary of State and so on and so forth. This executive order takes a whole lot of the state's rights and responsibility and puts it into the hands of the federal government. Why? They want to be in control of the next election. Hey, we're going to go back, put it in rewind, because I've got Randy in Plain City, and he wants to talk for a minute about the COVID restrictions. Hey, Randy, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Bob. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, we talked last week a little bit about it, and I forgot to mention one of the interesting things I found out from a guy I do business with up in Holmes County, an Amish gentleman. I know I do business with a few of them up there, and I asked this guy in particular how things are going up there because I didn't see a whole lot of masking among the Amish.
Yeah.
And he's on the school board, and they have like 7,000 students in their that they oversee on the school board there amongst, I think it's three or four counties.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, I'll send you a letter that we sent out to all the constituents. And I got that, and they basically said they're not following any of the guidelines. They're trusting God. And, I mean, as far as social distancing, this is in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
No masking, no social distancing. And they've had very little issues. I mean, they've had COVID cases up there. Holmes County's had, I just looked on their website, on the Ohio website, it's 97 deaths, which is right around where everyone else is. And if you think of all the tourists and everything that come into the area and all the mingling, and I know a lot of the tourists don't wear masks in that area because it's not really enforced. And so, you know, the naysayers or the doomsday people would say there should be dead bodies everywhere up there.
Well, and the sad thing, I'm pretty familiar with the businesses up in Amish country, Holmes County, and so forth, and they have not enforced the mask mandate and so forth like most of the state of Ohio. However, because people from all over the state have been afraid to go there, many, many, many of these family-owned businesses in Amish country have suffered horribly. Many of them have already gone out of business, and they probably will not come back. Even though they have not been enforcing it, tourists who would normally go there and feel safe have not gone. Tourism has dropped dramatically up there, and of course that's a huge part of their economy, which is really, really sad for those folks.
Well, you've got credible sources on that as far as, because I mean, anecdotally,
sure,
when I was up there several times, more so late summer, it seemed to be hopping. Forget the, is that Berlin, one of the main
Berlin, places? Berlin, Sugar Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tourism has... There's still been a lot of tourists, but compared to previous years, it has been down dramatically. It really has. Yeah, yeah. And I've often wondered what COVID was like in the Amish community, and I haven't been able to find any reliable sources. But I would be fascinated to see what the statistics are for the Amish community, because you're right, most of them have not paid any attention to the social distancing or the mask. Some of them have. And if you have any credible sources on that, send them to me. Randy, thanks. Good to talk to you. When we come back, talk about buyer's remorse. You remember the pro-life evangelicals for Biden? Remember them? They've changed their tune.